doesn't look like he's been intimidated. Uh-oh. JR, this whole arena is filling up with some kind of smoke or fog or something.
A very surreal environment that we are all experiencing here in the Garden.
Experience sitting here in the Garden at WrestleMania 20 and just experiencing the arrival, the return of the Dead Man. And Kane is obviously beside himself. This is not what Kane wanted to see.
No, the Dead Man lives. He lives, JR.
The Dead Man and Paul Bearer live. And remember, the Undertaker has never lost. At WrestleMania, he's 11-0.
Kane still can't believe it. Kane buried that man. His brother, Kane, buried the Undertaker under over a ton of dirt and mud.
Oh,
tell a story from both men. back here, ladies and gentlemen, on the war zone. And that, what we just,
this has got to be the Undertaker. He's here, JR.
What? No, Kane. They're coming out here.
Oh, no.
They're bringing those caskets out here, JR. Yes.
Good God, why? And there you see it through hellfire and brimstone. The most evil, sinister human being in the history of the WWF on his way to Unforgiven.
Look.
That hellacious inferno match.
Look.
Kane and The Undertaker. And the ring's going to be surrounded by a wall of flames this Sunday on pay-per-view.
It's a family reunion. Oh. The Undertaker and Kane's parents.
I'm here this evening for one reason. And believe it or not, I am here for The Undertaker. You know, when The Undertaker's parents perished in the fire that he set, by the way, he didn't get to attend their funeral. So I decided that Kane and myself would go out and dig up his poor old mama and daddy and bring them right here so The Undertaker can have a funeral for his beloved parents.
Wow, how hideous. What a morbid human being.
Look at the cheap caskets that I buried them in. I picked the cheapest pine boxes that I could find. They've been in the ground for 20 years, worm infested and rotten, all because of you, Undertaker. It's your fault. Oh,
wait a minute. I think Paul Bearer's gonna get his wish.
I'm getting out of here.
I can't see a darn thing.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Maybe
there he is.
Well, it is.
Gas!
Oh, no.
Look at that, JR!
You smell that gasoline, King? Don't do this to The Undertaker. Don't do this
to
this tormented man.
Stop!
I'm going to do that. You'll die a thousand deaths if you like that. Oh, you're found! Now you can see him! Burn!
No!
Burn,
no!
Burn,
no!
Burn,
no!
Burn.
No! Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, The Undertaker chokeslam! Look at Paul Bearer! Look at the flames!
What casket is burning?
With your dead mama!
Did you hear what he said? That's The Undertaker's mother's casket, King.
Something out here and put that fire out of the casket? King, he's in his mother's casket. Oh. This arena has turned into a crematorium. That poor man.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Well, folks, we're back here in the war zone. One of the most disturbing things I've ever witnessed. Paul Bearer and Kane exhuming The Undertaker's parents' graves, the father's grave set on fire, and Undertaker being chokeslammed into his own mother's casket.
Kane and Paul Bearer immediately left the arena. Now, the remains have been transferred to a more secure area. The Undertaker is with the remains at Vigilance. And folks, he walked by here a few moments ago, and the look on his face, I'll never forget it.
I'm saying? Yeah! Y'all can buy it. Go ahead and get down.
Goodbye. Oh, walk on by. Don't stop. and the people are just caught up in this. They can't watch all the action.
The first flurry of offense by the Nasty Boy, Bumbo Vance. And the fans are loving this one.
Ooh.
Oh. Fist that time. Now Jerry Sags and Litterbug.
Garbage all over the man. This is uncalled for. He's caning him.
On the outside, what, like we said, pinfalls count anywhere, and Sags and Stevie Ray are headed back towards the this open area we got here.
Where are they going?
They're going to the concession stand. We've got a fight in the concession stand.
This is going to get messy.
Watch out for the cold drinks. But there is a concession stand food fight going on in Tupelo.
Oh!
Whoa!
Safe! Well, Knobs could be a replacement player the way he slid in there. Just wait till they get that steel door open and go out into the parking lot. I don't know about you, Shivani, but if they make their way this way, the humanoids that are listening will not be hearing my voice.
Yeah, I'll be
if
right.
You turn to me and say, look out,
you're
right. Going to be talking to yourself.
I'll be right behind you.
There goes millions of dollars worth of lighting equipment.
Yeah, boy.
They don't care, though.
Can we have a winner?
Can there be one?
Ladies and gentlemen, the winners of the match, the Nasty Boys!
The Nasty Boys get a win. I believe they pinned them somewhere in the popcorn area.
I believe it was pretty well near the funnel cakes.
Is currently playing 2 weeks of sold-out concerts at Bonds here in New York. They're about to present a song off their current triple record album, Sandinista. It's called The Magnificent Seven. Please welcome them to the show, The Clash.
Ring, ring, 7 a.m. Move yourself to go again. Cold water in the face brings you back to this awful place. Knuckle merchants and your bankers too. Let's get up and learn those rules. When the man and the crazy chief, one says sun and one says sea. And the PM too, turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I guess you out, but how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sonic, so cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents, English pounds and Eskimo pence. Never mind that, it's time for the bus. We got to work, and you're one of us. Folks go slow in a place of work. Minutes drag and the hours jump. Yeah, wait, bye-bye. Wait, bye-bye to the boss. It's our profit, it's his loss. But anyway, the lunch bell rings. Take one out, do y'all. Why do we have for entertainment? Cops kicking gypsies on the pavement. Now the news has leapt to attention. Lunar landing of the Vintage Convention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. Sufu restaurant gets out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. A cowboy's doing TV land.
You know what? Don't stop. Keep on. some more. The sun will sink and we'll get out the door. It's no good for man, it's the working cages. Hit the town, he drinks his wages. You're threatened, you're sweating. But did you notice you ain't getting? You're threatened, you're sweating. But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start? Get your car out of that gear. Call the Marx, a fire of Engels came to the jacket at the 7-Eleven. Marx was good, but he had sense. Engels, Lenin, the necessary events. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Yeah. What do we got? Magnificent. What do we got? King and Mahatma Gandhi went to the park to check on the game. They was murdered by the other team. Went on to win 50-0. You can be true, you can be false. You'll be given the same reward. Socrates and Milhouse Nixon both went the same way through the kitchen. Plato the Greek or in Thin Thin. Who's more famous to the billion millions? Who's Flash? Vacuum cleaner sucks up Budgie.
Wild. Jotunheim apart.
Why have you done this?
To prove to Father that I am a worthy son. When he wakes, I will have saved his life. I will have destroyed that race of monsters, and I will be true heir to the throne.
You can't kill an entire race.
Why not? And what is this newfound love for the Frost Giants? You could have killed them all with your bare hands.
I've changed.
So have I. Now fight me.
I never wanted the throne!
I only ever wanted to be your equal.
I will not fight you, brother!
I'm not your brother. I never was.
Loki, this is madness!
Is it madness? Is it? Is it? Come on, what happened to you on Earth that turned you so soft? Don't tell me it was that woman. Oh, it was. Well, maybe when we're finished here, I'll pay her a visit myself.
Like a pancake, popping like a car. Colonel, you better take a look at this radar.
What is it, son?
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Take a look out of starboard.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
pecker!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Privates! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft, complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention.
I was distracted by that enormous flying...
Willie.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a giant...
Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Get on the horn to British intelligence and let them know about this.
Did we get Dr. Eden?
No, sir. He got away in that rocket that looks like a huge...
penis. The male reproductive organ. Also known as tallywhacker, schlong, or...
wiener? Any of you kids want another wiener?
Dad, what's that?
I don't know, son, but it's got great big...
nuts! Hot, salty nuts! Who wants some, Lord Almighty?
That looks just like my husband's...
one-eyed monster! Step right up and see the one-eyed monster!
Hey, what's that? It looks like a big...
Woody! Woody Harrelson, can I have your autograph?
Sure, no problem. Oh, my Lord, look at that thing.
So big.
Oh, I've seen bigger. That's
just a little prick. It's a flu shot. You've been in the coldness of space. I don't want you to get sick. It's one thing to attack me. It's quite another to attack my mini-me. I'm going to get you, Austin Powers. I'm going to get you.
David Patton, I'm a baby bitch. I got a sweet tooth. Now can I eat you? Got a taste for you. Now what you won't do? Girl, you cold. Let me suck out your flu. Girl, you cold. Girl, you cool. You heard of salt and pepper? Well, girl, you fool. Girl, you hot like a bowl of hot stew. And I just stood over my stew and just blew. And when there was no more you in the soup, I remove my spoon and drink your juice. You wanna do me, do what you wanna do. And if her job is to blow, you could bet she blew. Mic check, 1, 2. How's about 1, 2? P-L-A-Y, because I don't have a clue. But when I find out, I'ma show and tell you. When I lift my top lip, I can still smell you. When I swallow my spit, I can still taste you. Put that pussy in my face every time I face you. It go P-U-S-S. Why? Because it's the reason I am alive. Mama, I need it to stay alive. It's like I gotta eat it just to survive. Hi, I'm the pussy monster. The pussy monster. The pussy monster. The pussy monster. And you gotta feed me pussy. Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy. Pussy, pussy. I got a sweet tooth. Now let me get back to her. She called me Dracula, and I vacuum her. Catfish, catfish, that cat tuna. I smack it up, flip it like a spatula. Lil' Chris said, run it, and I tackled ya. Baby, can I be the worm in your apple? What? Now don't back it up. And if you back it up, I suck the front of that pussy from the back of ya. And I'm a urban legend like a black Acura. My taste buds set on a black actress. Action, the cameras is looking. And I hope you make me eat my words. Cause my wallet is pussy. Pussy, 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 pussy. Yeah, and I'm the pussy monster. The pussy monster, the pussy monster, the pussy monster. And you gotta feed me pussy, pussy, pussy. I got a sweet, 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 s coming to me, pussy coming to me, pussy. Now show me that pussy, I'ma show you where to put it. And I can make it rain, I'm the hurricane sun. Say I can make it rain with my hurricane tongue. Like la 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 la. Imagine if I did that with your pearl on my tongue. I can make that pussy talk to me. I can make that thing jump off of you and rock to me.
Now walk it out, girl. Walk it out, girl. Walk it out, girl.
Pussy. I can make that pussy start crying, baby. And if you want fire, you know the fireman can put out the fire, baby, baby. Why? Because here's the reason I am alive. Mama, I need it to stay alive. It's like I gotta eat it just to survive. Hi, I'm the pussy monster, the pussy monster, the pussy monster, the pussy monster. And you gotta feed me pussy. Pussy, 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 pussy,
pussy, pussy, pussy.
Thank you, movement. But I wanna know for sure. Every time I kiss you, I taste what other men had for lunch. The only thing that gets you off is to see me in pain, but I think I love you. Came to my mind, I thought I'd say that.
You make me trust you, then stuck the knife in my heart. You're a lying, unfaithful, untrustable tramp. We'll be right back.
laughing at you. I don't care if it was last week or third grade. Someone broke your heart. What was her name?